This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you think Bob Marley would have thrown a baseball at one of the Braves? Absolutely not.
Nah, no shot.
Absolutely not. By the way, before we get back to it, we have Eagles Insider of the Year here at WIP, and the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year is Elliot Shore Parks, WIP employee. It seems like we have a new Phillies Insider who is a WIP employee.
Yeah.
Alex Cole is a part...
Call.
Okay, I haven't met him. Have I? He's a part-time producer. Have I met him before?
So he's actually at Tavolo's.
Okay,
last
so
year.
I saw him there.
Yeah, I saw him there.
So Alex Cole, who is a part-time producer here at WIP, Ike, broke the Alvarado PED story first on Twitter. He was the guy who had it first. Alex Cole.
Yeah.
Alex Cole also, yesterday, said, hearing the Phillies have had discussions about Orioles pitcher Felix Bautista, Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, and minimal talks regarding Orioles first baseman Ryan O'Hearn, although not very likely. It seems like our very own Alex Cole, who I guess I met one time, is a real Phillies insider with a real source. And I don't know where this came from. This, we might have to have this guy on weekly for
okay.
trade deadline. On
okay.
It. Jack, how is this guy, how is this Alex Cole guy, how is he getting scoops, especially ahead of you?
I'm not a scoop guy.
Not a scoop guy.
No.
All right.
There you go.
No, but good. Yeah.
It does seem like he's got sources here.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the Alvarado thing, and now he's got this thing.
Yeah, we'll see.
What do you think about the trade? What do you think is...
Well, I don't know what you mean. Like, there's been no trade yet.
Well, no, there hasn't. But, I mean, given he had the Alvarado thing, do you
Are you not buying this guy as an insider?
I think he's an insider.
We'll see.
See, that's what I'm saying. When he says we'll see, I don't know if you're buying him as an
hope,
insider.
Listen, I hope so. It'd be great.
Well, I mean, all right.
I mean, it's great for his career.
Now, the Alvarado thing, in fairness, was...
I don't know. Like, what do you want me to... Like,
well, you don't sound that enthusiastic about it.
Well, no.
Yeah.
What?
I think he's a great kid. I don't know what you... We'll see.
Is there something here I don't know about?
There's nothing here. I don't know what everyone's all worked up about. I was going to clean the coffee up. But, we'll see.
Well, because, the Alvarado thing was bouncing around a little bit before it came out. I will say that.
Sure.
You know, there were a couple people who mentioned things before it happened.
Uh-huh.
But he's following it up with Phillies have had discussions about these players.
Yeah.
So do you think Alex Cole is a legitimate insider?
We'll see.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
I think it's been great for him. He's getting a lot of buzz out of it. I don't know yet.
Wow.
If he gets one of those names, of course. I mean, Robert would be rooting for it.
Okay.
If they get Felix Bautista, that's my guy. That's my number one guy. I want them to get the trade deadline. Is Felix Bautista.
Are you feeling a little bit of a vibe from
dude,
here?
Hold on. Listen. Okay. I've been around you enough to know something ain't right here. And I don't know what the hell is not right here. I don't even know. What's his name? Alex Coffey?
Alex Cole.
Alex Cole, whatever.
So he's on Twitter. Alex C-O-L-L underscore.
All right.
So it's Cole C-O-L-L. That's why I said
Cole. Is he a Phillies? Is that what he's doing? He's doing we got one insider here. Well, you don't want to be considered an insider, but you're our Phillies.
I'm a leader.
Yeah.
You're our Phillies guy, though.
Yeah, influencer. Yes.
But this guy's got scoops. You've got standing ovations or whatever. Like, this guy's got, I don't know.
Yeah.
So a shared sort of space?
If you want to make it that, sure.
I mean, Scoops is getting in there, too, now. She's in there,
too. No, it's good. Yeah. No, it's great. Well, I don't know what you want me to say.
It just sounds like you're bothered the kid has a scoop.
Listen, what is it? Yeah. What's the book called again?
Ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook. No scoops in there.
I didn't write it anymore. Alex called it. I'm just kidding. I love Alex. Very nice kid, but we'll see.
Well, it doesn't sound like you love him.
Have I met this kid before?
I think so.
Okay.
Jack said he was at Tavola when we did that, the broadcast at Springfield Country Club.
You know him if you see him.
Okay.
But mostly works weekends and overnights.
Okay.
Yep. But we'll see.
I've just said maybe we should have him in every once in a while.
Okay, yeah.
You wow.
Yeah.
The High Hopes Alex Call report.
I know my guy is not feeling something, man. Yeah. He is not feeling this right now.
We'll see.
All right, move on. All right,
the Twitter question is brought to you by that went exactly how I was hoping.
Oh
by
my
way.
God!
By the way, Jack had no idea that was coming. Just for you listening at home, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see if you can guess on this one. Will you be upset if the Phillies don't retaliate tonight against the Braves?
Hell
yes or no?
Yes.
What do you think the poll question said?
I am afraid that there's a sort of slice of the pie of you out there that it is, get the win.
Get the win. Get the win.
Yeah.
Be the big dog.
Yeah. I am afraid there are enough of you out there, but not enough to be the majority. So I'm going 67% say yes, retaliate.
52.2 say retaliate.
That's
I was actually surprised too. And I'm sure we will not hear from one of those people calling in today.
Not even close.
But here's the way.
One that says don't.
That's it, yeah.
Yo, gotcha.
Here's my tip. If you agree with me, just come on and do dumb guy voice. Go, bull. Oh, you get him. That works. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies retaliate? Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
All right, so I don't like them throwing it hard, for I know all about that.
Yep, mm-hmm. You do.
It's part of the game and all this and that. This guy's been a little wild or so, they say. But the umpire behind the plate, that's the real sissy, okay?
Oh, whoa.
That guy,
umpire,
they got
umpire
information,
crime.
They got pregame information, okay? That, okay, Harper's been getting thrown at, okay?
What are you now, talking
that
about?
What's
the umpire supposed to do? If the guy lost control of the pitch,
listen to me, Spike.
Yeah.
The umpire could give him a warning right there, and a warning, okay? And he gets a warning. If he throws again, he's out of the game, okay? He didn't do that. That's why I call the umpire assistant.
All right, we're going to stop that.
I hope he's sitting there listening to me in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton or the Westin or the Marriott, whatever.
Well, in all fairness, I didn't see that umpire skip three innings to go to the bathroom.
Look, that has nothing. I don't want to talk about that. Next time you talk about that, I'm going to come after you. Okay?
Well, I don't know if I could outrun a lot of people, but I think you're on the list.
That umpire don't have diabetes and other conditions like I do.
Okay.
Okay?
My bad.
I was out there yesterday for six innings. I didn't go to the bathroom one time. So it depends on the intake, okay? The intake of water, the intake of food or whatever, okay? That's what happens, okay? When it's cold out, I don't like to really umpire when it's cold out.
Wow.
35 or 40 degrees. I mean, you know, that's when I have problems, okay?
Okay.
So these guys are major league, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's a sissy.
No.
Like,
all right.
Herb,
you can't use that word anymore.
Yeah, okay. Don't aggravate me, Spike.
No, I'm just saying I'm going to have to dump you.
Let me talk to Ike Reese.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here for
now,
you.
You
I'm
just
here.
Got on and said, talked about why, you know, why are they throwing at Harper? So that's what I'm saying, why are they throwing at Harper? They've been throwing to him for years now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's something's got to be done. It's either the commissioner or the man that's in charge of the umpires, okay? And that's it.
Yep.
And you got to warn somebody, and that's it. When they warn them, guarantee you, the catcher's not going to, you know, put the inside target anymore.
So let me ask you this, Herb.
He's not going to throw at him anymore.
Herb, let me ask you this. So you as an umpire, Would you warn both teams before the game to not do this, or would you allow the players?
You don't do it before the game. You do it if something happens, okay?
So you wait until something happens. Even though you were a part of the crew the night before, you're anticipating this, but you're not going to warn them because you're going to let the players sort of police themselves, and then you'll warn them.
Right. Then I'm going to warn them. But okay. The thing is, they've known that Harper's been getting hit lately in the past week or so. So they could, if they want, they could say something when they hand the lineups. You understand? When
okay.
The two managers or the assistant coach comes out, whoever it is, or if it's a player that comes out and hands the lineup, okay, you tell him, okay? You tell him.
Okay.
I'm letting you guys know now that, okay, if anybody goes after anybody, there's going to be warnings, okay, today. You understand? And that's it.
Okay.
Once they hear the name, then once they know warning is coming, they ain't throwing at nobody. Let me tell you, especially in the big leagues, I know them guys. I know what goes on with these guys, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And I know Bob Davidson. I know all the umpires that are now retired, okay? And they told me stuff, you know, why they throw guys out and why managers get tossed, okay? So, you know, Bob Davidson has the most amount of ejections of all time.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Herb.
Was your birthday, Herb?
My birthday was set, yes. And I, matter of fact, I try to get on, but I just can't. Well, you know, I'm doing a wedding job and all this and that.
What are you, about 48, 49?
I can't hold on.
How old are you, Herb?
I need you to get me one of them little, you know, those footballs, you know, the ones that the white and the eye, and put on there Happy 70th.
You want me to get you a football with Herb, a panel, you know, with a white panel on there that says Happy 70th birthday to Herb.
Yeah. You know.
Do you want Trotter to sign it?
Mm. Anybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What right. about Spike?
Yeah, you want me to sign it?
Mm-mm. No, I don't want you to sign it.
All right.
I knew that.
Because you get me aggravated.
Well, yeah. I don't want you to put your bathroom hands on
you
it.
You aggravate me to tell you
now. All right. So. Well, you're
talking about what I do on the ball field, okay? Man.
Okay, all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It happens that that's why they, you know what? That guy was out there. I don't want to tell you what I told him when he was out there in Denver last week.
Ooh, okay, boy.
They went out for a bachelor party in Denver.
Who did?
Oh, anyway.
Who went out to the bachelor party in Denver?
That umpire, the one that told
Oh, the umpire that to lied to Spike.
Yeah.
Told him that you left early.
Yeah.
Well, his name was Dominic.
Yeah, okay. What's his phone number?
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
All right, brother.
Wow. Quite a call from Herb. Wow.
I always said Herb off, man.
Yeah, he was not happy with me. Especially.
No, he does not like the story of him leaving for 3 innings in the middle of a game
to go to the bathroom. Yeah, 3 innings is a long time, dude.
I don't even care
if they're like one pitch outs.
I know.
You know,
I was like the way he says diabetes.
Yes,
like the whole commercial.
Diabetes. Yeah,
is that Wilford Brimley?
It was, I believe. Okay. Yes. All right. You know who would throw at the guy? John Ashdale, the Carzar.
Really?
I'm trying to recover from that Herb call.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Colonial Hyundai, they would have thrown it. They would have thrown it at the guy. Now until May 31st, when you go to Colonial Hyundai, not only are you going to experience the best team in the business, the team of Colonial, the best. And not only are you going to walk into their brand new showroom, beautiful showroom, the best. You're going to have until May 31st a choice between two of the best incentives you could possibly have at Colonial. Everybody loves these. One, you have a choice, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. And they've got a bunch of brand new Hyundais, a very special selection of brand new Palisades, Ioniqs, Tucsons, whatever you need. 20% off. Or get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. Guaranteed, no doubt about it, no questions asked. This lasts until May 31st. And to help you make the car even more affordable, they're going to give you the best financing in the business, as low as 0%. And every new Hyundai, no matter which incentive you pick, everybody's getting this. 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24-7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Mouse is not working. There we go. Shy and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on? Spike, I knew you were the type of guy to not want to throw at any of the Braves. You come off like that guy.
Yep.
But dude, what
really
is it?
Does.
Here, okay, this is my question to you. You hit a guy, right? And then what?
Yeah.
Then what? What have we accomplished?
Spike, have you ever played on a sports team?
Yes, I have. But this is baseball. It's not, you know, football, you can hit somebody hard legally. You can hit somebody hard legally. Like baseball, you're actually doing yourself a disservice and giving the other team a chance to win. And almost everybody I've talked to doesn't even think Strider hit him on purpose. So, like, are we punishing Spencer Strider for having bad control? Like, what are we doing?
It's a rivalry game, and we know there were some ill intentions behind that. The guy's a scumbag.
All right.
You know that.
So you're willing to lose the game to throw at
one
of the Braves?
Game.
Yes. It's about protecting your teammates.
It's one
Spike.
Game, and
you're
at the end of the year, this division could be decided by one game, and we could look back at it. Absolutely could.
Well, it could, but it's then we would look back at any one game and pick that game out.
Well, I would pick this one.
Sure, you would.
It's going to be decided by one game, and I know that, too.
Well, how do you know that?
Could be, yeah. Could be.
Mets are a game and a half behind us. What's that?
But obviously, the division doesn't matter. We won the division last year and lost in the divisional round.
It guarantees you a spot in the playoffs.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I guess.
Let's not play hypotheticals. Let's play the scenario.
The real scenario is they won the game yesterday. I'm happy. And the real scenario is...
What about drilling someone tonight?
Here is the thing. I do not want to give the Braves anything to rally around. I want them to die quietly in the background. And the best way to do that is to beat them, put them at 10.5 games behind the Phillies tonight with a win. That's all I want. I want the Braves dead and forgotten about. And you giving them, like, you giving them some juice by acknowledging them and by, you know, lowering yourselves to them and raising them to your level, that could do that. I don't want any part of that. You know, when you're the big dog, you don't pay attention to the little dog.
I'm not really shocked at your stance on this because you also hate Limp Bizkit, so
no, I don't.
I don't know. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I hate Limp Bizkit?
Yes, you do.
I've probably seen
that's a word on the street.
Oh, you're being a weirdo now. Like, I love Limp
Bizkit. You're on the train late. I know you.
You were late to Limp Bizkit, even though Shy's 21, I think. And Limp Bizkit was.
I'm 19.
Late to Limp Bizkit. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's awesome, Shy.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know he was 19. We lost all sort of credit man. Yeah.
What about this, Spike? Like, what about this? Let's say one of these days, Hugh comes in, right?
Yep.
Just tackles Ike out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, and Ike has to miss a couple shows.
Yep.
You're not going to go in there and start, you're going to fight Giglio to stick up for Ike?
I mean, what did Giglio have anything to do with it?
That's not the point.
Yeah.
It's an unwritten rules
of radio.
So
you're imagining a scenario in which I have to physically stick up for Ike Reese. We are imagining this kind of scenario.
Because I know Ike would stick up for you if Giglio tried to tackle you and somehow hurt you.
Giglio would not hurt me by trying to tackle.
That would be
what if Hugh hurt you by tackling you?
That would be.
Well, we'd have a real problem because Hugh is much, much bigger than
me. I would have to go.
At Hugh.
Take on Hugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess in that scenario you're going to have to.
I would do that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think Hugh would hurt you.
I would risk my friendship with Hugh, my lifetime friendship with Hugh.
Lifetime. It was 1998.
Well, that's 28 years, man. That's a lifetime for me, man.
That's a long time.
That's like, listen, don't try to. It's bad enough I'm already taking up for Spike against you. Don't you minimize the friendship.
Would never. I mean, Hugh would hurt Spike by just poking him in the shoulder.
By the way, Hugh, I'm joking. I would not do that.
Yeah, one, Hugh wouldn't hurt me.
Well, he may. Oh. I should have used Jack as a.
Yes, much more likely to hurt Jack.
No, we're in a good spot.
Really?
I hope.
That can always change.
Yeah,
though.
It's still more likely it hurts you than me.
But I would agree with that. Yeah. I would agree with that. You guys went to a movie together once.
We did.
Oh, that's right.
And you shared popcorn.
You're right. Yeah. No, yes. Yeah. You should have been the example.
Yeah.
I'll kill Kyle Quinn. You kidding me?
By the way, we were looking at on-demand movies the other night, me and my wife, and she's like, oh, Captain America, whatever it was. And I was like, nah, that movie sucks. And she was like, why did you go see that again? I was like, it was with you. It was funny. That's why. 215-592-9494.
Station bonding.
Yes, it was bonding. Ben in Millville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
Hi, Brett. How are you?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you caught me.
Yeah, no, it's baseball. Throw at him.
Oh, it's baseball.
Austin Riley, he crushes us. Throw at him. It's the old school sport. Throw at him. First inning, first pitch, third pitch, 10th pitch.
Do we think it's 1986? It is that what we think? Do we think it's 2025?
Yeah, and you can still win even if you hit a guy, Spike.
Did you watch the game last night or did you just hear about it? Be honest.
Listen to it on the radio.
Did you really?
Yes.
All right.
Odyssey app.
Okay. I don't know if I even believe you.
I listen to 94.1 for 8 hours,
all right.
10 hours a day.
Yeah, Spike, what do you got to say about that?
I don't have to tell you. Like you say it's old school, blah, blah. That's not how the game's played anymore. It just isn't.
But you could. I know it's not how it played anymore, but you could still do it, and you could still win the game. Even if, like, you act like we hit Acuna, and, like, we're automatically going to implode.
No, but here's the point. The reason I asked if you watched the game, you would know that Ranger had guys on base. It wasn't like the cleanest Ranger game in history.
Yeah. I know.
So you want to make it harder to win the game. Just admit it's okay that you want to make it harder to win the game.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be harder to win the game, but we could still win the game. You act like it's over automatically when we hit a guy.
No, it's. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you could spark their team by playing into that.
You could, and we're the fighting Phils. We're not a dog with our tail between our legs.
That's right.
That's right.
Fightins.
Yeah, we won the game.
Barking.
They're 9.5 games behind you. Don't give them any reason to rally behind anything. Like, I think your strategy's wrong.
Series, so you lose one, we still win the series.
All right, so you hit him. You hit a guy. Do you think that makes it any less likely that the Braves would throw at Bryce Harper again? Because I don't.
Yep.
I don't think it would make
if
it.
If we hit Acuna, you don't think so?
No.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
Our number one pitcher.
Because here's the thing. Those Atlanta batters know they're in danger of being hit now. So, I would happen to think, now listen, I've never been in a clubhouse, only in Philly spring training, fantasy camp.
Yep.
But I would have to imagine as a fielder or a hitter, I would make sure that pitcher knows, listen, we love you. You can't be going up there hitting the opposing batters because that puts us in jeopardy of being hit as well.
Now, this is private information.
Okay.
So, I apologize if I'm revealing something I shouldn't.
Uh-oh.
But you, Ike Reese...
Yeah.
Did admit you were very scared of getting hit by baseballs when you were younger.
That is a fact.
Okay, so you may be a little more scared than the regular baseball players are.
Oh, hell, no doubt about
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
right. I just want to be.
No doubt about that.
It would definitely have an effect on you.
Yeah, I quit playing baseball at like 12 because of that.
Yeah, well, I was terrified.
Yes.
I was terrified. It was one of the reasons I didn't get any hits one season in Little League. I was terrified.
Yeah.
The only reason I played is because I was a catcher. Nobody wanted to catch.
Yeah, nobody wanted to catch, yeah.
All right, Ben. Congratulations. You're a tough guy.
Thanks.
All right. All right, then. They're starting with the Brett stuff.
Yeah, I know.
That's
It's
going to be that kind of day.
Yeah. Well, it's always
that. I thought we got past that.
It's always that. No, never past that.
Never past that.
Always that kind of day. 215-592-9494. Are you a big tough guy? Do you think the Phillies should retaliate? Or are you a smart guy who wants to win games like me?
Are you going to use this voice with L.A. in 8 minutes?
Oh, no. I'm going to make pretend I'm right there with him.
You know what, L.A., you got a point, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, they should throw right at their neck.
They really do. I'll bring up the Ninja Star thing to them as well.
Yep.
215.
That was funny.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.